Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, welcome in, Mike Haas, if we can, the voice of the Saints. How you doing, Mike?
Am I on the right show?
I think so.
Is this possible? I'm sorry, I was looking for WWL radio.
We tend to go.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check.
Wait, do you eat liver and onions?
I do not. I like onions.
Yeah, I do too. I don't eat onions.
I am not a liver fan. I do not, fault anybody for liking it. Like it all you want.
Neither me.
I do not like the texture of it.
Whatever you like, if you like it, eat it. I don't care. But I
don't want to have to smell it.
Yeah, just not in the same restaurant as I'm dining. That's all.
I don't recall it having a real strong smell, does it?
It does the way my
mother-in-law
cooks
it. Maybe you need a COVID test, too. Just kidding.
It's been a long time since I've smelled it. I can put it that way.
Yeah. How you been, Mike? Everybody wants to know. Thank you, Dave. Everybody wants to know how you spent the, at least I do, how'd you spend the off week? Did you get to spend some time with the family, at least a little bit of hope?
I did. I had a friend actually in town on Friday, so we had dinner on Friday, Saturday. My goal Saturday was to get the house not looking like, Ida was just there, and then do enough laundry to last me through January 9th, the at Atlanta game. So that was the Saturday goal.
Wow.
And then Sunday I spent at Home Depot. So in my world, sadly, that's a pretty good weekend.
That's quite the goal. Yeah, I hear that. I'm still working on the Ida stuff myself because you don't have a lot of time to do it. Let's talk about, first of all, where the Saints stand now compared to where you thought they'd be in the preseason, because we are definitely past a quarter of the season now.
Right. If you would have told me prior to the Green Bay game in Jacksonville, if you'd have said, hey, at the break, the Saints will be 3-2, I'd say, okay, I can see that. And I don't think it's horrible. I mean, a lot of those games were on the road. Who knows at that point who was going to be good or bad. Now, if you just told me they're going to beat the Packers 38-3 and now they're 3-2, I might have changed it. But pre-Packers, you would love to have been 4-1, but I think 3-2, as this team is still learning itself, and to be without the number of players they've been without and to not have a kicker for five games, 3-2 feels about right.
If anything, after you mention all of that, it feels downright fortunate.
Well, yeah, this is a Saints team that is scoring. Now, we've not had any of this, so they score offensively a game 25 points. So we're used to 31, 32, 33 being tops in the NFL. Now, defensively, defensively, they don't give up a lot. And so that's very, very good. The defense is, they don't give up 18 points a game. And you give up 18 points a game, you're going to win more games than you lose. And so that's where I just feel like it's just that's why I've said this before, and I hope I won't say it all season, is that the old stuff doesn't mean anything, because that team could score 31 and average a game. This team might average less than that, but they've got a much better defense that will, maybe win some games. But when your margin's that tight, I think it's harder to go reel off eight, nine straight wins. I think it's going to be win two, win three, maybe you drop one. Win two, you drop, who knows? The key is playoff at the end and, you know, somehow catch Tampa. And there's 11 games left. Quite frankly, if I'm not, if my math is right, I think the Saints pretty much can control their own destiny because they played Tampa twice, Atlanta twice, Carolina once. And so you get into this, and it's an 11-game run. Six are home, five on the road. And it's literally just – it's more about the division now because of your six games, five are division. Where are you going to finish in the division and get into the playoffs? Can you catch Tampa? And if not, then you just position yourself to get into the playoffs. This team's proven it can win on the road. It's not a horrible thing.
Yeah, along those lines, you know, I'm wondering about Sean Payton after bye weeks. I meant to check the stat, and I couldn't find it. But not only is it a bye week, but it's the longest possible bye week you could have playing on Monday night.
Right. So, I don't know.
I guess you could have played on Thursday and then gone to Monday night. But
right.
Yeah. But anyway.
You're right. I don't, you know, in his 15 years or 14 since he didn't coach in 12, I think it's strong. Mm-hmm. I also think, for whatever reason, I always thought it was strong the week leading into the bye week, too, mm-hmm. which, you know, I don't know, but I do believe it's strong. You give him that amount of time, and they took some time off, and so it's not like they've been living Seattle the whole time. And in fact, what they'll sometimes do is get a little ahead. They'll start putting in some stuff for maybe the game after that. And so that it's a little bit, you utilize this time. You don't just put it all into one basket with Seattle. But I think a lot of it was really trying to get away, recharge the batteries, and then come back and what would be a normal Monday night game. So today's Wednesday. Normally we would get a lot from the team today, like who's practicing, who might come back. We won't get that till tomorrow because it's a Monday night game.
Boy, you know, that's interesting what you said about preparing for Seattle and preparing for the rest of the season with the bye week, because I never really thought about that till you mentioned it, because I know I always looked at it as getting ready for the bye week, but this is your chance. This is the opportunity that you have to get ready and lay the foundation for the season that's going to end, as you mentioned, Mike, after King Cake season starts.
Right. I don't think they get way ahead of themselves, but you have this one opportunity to take some time and look at some plays and some things that might work later on that you're never going to have this opportunity again. But again, it's not like they're spending this extra time on the practice field. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, for the, as far as the team and practicing, it's virtually very close to being the same. I'm just saying some of the scouts and some of the
– Yeah, they didn't get a lot of time off.
That might be looking ahead and getting ready for again. The Saints are never going to say that they are looking at any game other than Seattle. And I'm fine with that.
But this is the only time you have. Yeah, this is the only time you have the opportunity that you don't have to worry about the week coming up ahead. That's a great point. We're talking to Mike Haas. Voice.
I was saying they do mostly Seattle, but probably a little bit of both.
Talking to Mike Haas, voice of the Saints. Any questions or comments, 260-1870, 504-260-1870. Tim looked it up. Sean Payton, Mike, is 12-6 after a bye week since 2006, 4-1 since 2017. But, like you're saying, it's a different team, so I don't know how much it matters, well, other than Sean Payton being a consistent one there.
I think after this team has done so well in October and November, from a record-wise, in general, this team has done very, not poorly in September, but they did much better in October, November. So your bye week's going to probably be in there somewhere. And if you've done well in October, November, your bye week is going to fit in there and you've done well. And that's just, that's part of it. This team has kind of hit its stride in October, November. Now, one can say, who cares? That's not this team, but it's also maybe part of this team's philosophy and how they start slow because they don't really utilize a lot of their starters in preseason. And so September is a little more of a slow start. They always play pretty good teams in September. So who knows, but with 11 games left and 6 at home and 5 in the division and some winnable games. And I hate to say that, but there are some very winnable games on this schedule. And who knows at the end of the year what Miami's going to look like, mm-hmm. what Carolina's going to look like, what that last game with Atlanta's going to look like. That's the key. If that game 17 or week 17, which has been game 16 in recent years, is always in Carolina, means nothing to the Saints virtually, and usually nothing to Carolina virtually. So it really just depends on how things kind of line up. They have the Jets in December. What is their season going to look like? They have Tampa in December. So I think the four-game stretch to me, they're all important. It's going to be the at Tennessee, at Philadelphia, and then the back-to-back Thursdays. So you go at Philadelphia on a Sunday, and then you're home 4 days later for Thanksgiving in Buffalo, and we know how good they've become. Mm. And then 7 days later, you got Dallas. So that stretch to me is going to be interesting and a pretty good barometer, I think, of either where this team is or where they're going.
I'd rather play.
That's not to say that because none of those teams are in the division, right?
Right.
None of those teams are in the division. But I just feel like that stretch, I think the Saints are going to, if you ask me what I think is going to happen the rest of the year, I think the Saints are going to split with Tampa, beat Carolina, and I think sweep Atlanta. But, guys, I wouldn't bet a nickel on that just because I never trust Atlanta to do anything that I want them to do.
Always a field goal game, seems like.
Yep.
All right, we'll take a break, pick it up here. We come back. We're talking to Mike Haas, voice of the Saints. Any questions, comments, text them in to 504-260-1870. I know I'd rather play the Bills here on Thanksgiving night than in Buffalo because you think it's going to be kind of cold, you would think. But, again, who knows? It's going to be 88 degrees on Sunday. 922, traffic now. No, we take a break, and then we come back with more on WWL. Joined now by the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, rejoined, I should say, because we were talking to him before. Well, you know, Mike, when you look at Seattle, Russell Wilson injured, and Geno Smith, is that the guy's name? I lost track of him. I really did. He's one of these guys that you hear about him in college and he gets drafted, then you lose track of him and you're surprised that he's still in the NFL, at least for me.
Yeah, I don't think he's started any significant time since 2014. He's played some certainly since then. Doesn't have a tremendous record and actually has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns. But, you know, it's really just about the now. What has he done? He played pretty well at the end of the Rams game and then a very costly turnover. Is probably trying to do too much and did not play poorly in the Pittsburgh game and then costly fumble cost him the game in overtime. He doesn't have the skills of a Russell Wilson, but who does? Mm. And Seattle's been so blessed, very much like a team that we know. Russell Wilson's never missed a game, right? Wow. He just was there, and you could count on him, and which is really stunning when you consider kind of how he played, mm-hmm. reckless and slinging it around and running around, the fact that he had played in every game. That was a gift. So,
and he's not, Mike, I might add, 6'5 and 240 either.
No, he's a relatively small guy. Now Geno's mm-hmm. a much bigger guy, and he still has the mobility in the pocket and can run, can pull it down. They can do some things with him, and it's not like he's a rookie. He's a veteran, and now he's had the fourth quarter of the Rams game or the second half of the Rams game, a complete week of preparation for Pittsburgh and a complete week of preparation plus a day here when you're getting all the reps, whereas prior to the Rams mm-hmm. game, he probably got 10% of the reps. So he's not somebody to discount, I would say.
So what about the Seattle defense?
They're strong. They give up about 25 points a game. They give up a lot of yards, not a lot of passing yards, or 110 yards a game as far as rushing is concerned. They're plus two in the turnover margin. They're not the Legion of Boom that they were in years past, but they're solid. I mean, like to say, when they give up almost 25 points a game. Let's put it this way. So the Saints give up 18 points a game. defensively. That's third best in the NFL. When you just go up to 24.8, you drop to 20th in the league. So it's that margin. Those 6 points are crucial. So, and, you know, they will lie. This will be the first, at least in my world, in my opinion, where the Saints have really faced a crowd that's going to be a factor. Jacksonville was not a crowd of a factor. Carolina was sad, as far as I'm concerned. New England was not a bad crowd, but the Saints never really let them get into it. And Washington was atrocious. So this crowd, and it's a very important game. Seattle's 2-4. And in their division, Arizona's 6-0. So you talk about an important game for them. It's important for the Saints, too, NFC game. But they certainly can't afford to go to 2-5 when you got Arizona sitting out there. And this crowd will be deafening. It's so loud. When last time I was there, I can't believe it was this long ago, was the playoff game in 2014. So
Marshawn
January
Lynch?
2014.
Well, when we ran out of running backs?
I think that was 11. I think that was 2011.
Okay. All right.
And, yeah, that was 2011.
Okay.
The Saints lost. It was close. It was 23-15. But it was so loud, like the press box is glassed in, right? So you don't even really get a sense of how loud it is. You almost have to feel it. But it's such a uniquely, weirdly built stadium. But I was talking to Mickey Loomis yesterday, and I agree. Saints fans would enjoy Seahawks fans. They're both so passionate, and you know they do cool stuff, and it's a good time. So that will be really the first environment, as far as I'm concerned, where play calling, calling coverages at the line of scrimmage, that kind of stuff is going to be way more crucial. Because if you thought Carolina was loud, that was nothing compared to what it's going to be Monday night.
I'm trying to wonder, with Jameis Winston, if he's one way or the other been affected by crowd noise. I know it can be disruptive to the entire offense, but if some guys are better at it, handling it than others.
Yeah, I'm hard to say because everybody hasn't faced it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the coverage issues that we'll say that we discussed for a week post-Carolina, as far as I'm concerned, was not crowd-generated. It might have been somewhat. They may have switched to how they were doing it because of the crowd, but their execution of it was really the problem. It wasn't so much the crowd. It was not a good crowd. It was just the first crowd that we had seen in an opposing stadium since 2019, right? And so if you take Jacksonville out of the mix, that was the first crowd since a 2019 game that had, you know, any crowd whatsoever. So it felt louder than normal, but it wasn't loud.
And as you say that, I'm realizing when it comes to the Seattle crowd, this is probably the first Monday night game they've had since 2019 with a crowd, right?
Well, when did they play the Rams? The Rams was a Sunday night game? That was a Sunday night game, wasn't it? So
yeah,
they played a Sunday
true.
Night game with the Rams. Or is that in L.A.? And I'm lost, man. Don't ask me questions like this.
No, I was just curious. I was just thinking about it. That was more of a musing than a question, really. What about injuries? Do we have any idea who's going to be back, who's not?
No. I mean, you know who can be back, but you don't know who will be back. That's the problem. I mean, Michael Thomas is eligible to come back. There are a lot of guys who have served so-called their three-game injured reserve time that are eligible to come back, and there's nothing preventing this team from bringing them back all at once, but they won't. I mean, I talked with Mickey about that yesterday. It'll be a slow progression, a question of who do you get. Eric McCoy back with his calf, who never went on IR. Is Michael Thomas coming back? Do you get Quan Alexander back? I think you look in those areas initially. Marcus Davenport, Peyton Turner, you know, those were the injuries that they had when they had them. I did not feel that they were so severe. And then when they didn't put McCoy on the injured, you kind of thought, maybe he'll be back. You know, they don't think 3 weeks, but it's tough. As Deuce will say, it's a tough muscle to have an injury wise when you're in that position. You got to be 100% because you got to be able to push off. You got to be able to go left. Got to be able to go right. So I think we'll get them all back eventually. It's just I don't think it'll happen all at once. And then Onyemata's not until the next game, which would be the Tampa game on Halloween.
So the Seahawks are 0-2 at home so far. It was a Thursday night game against the Rams. You think the Saints beat them running or throwing? If you had to predict right now, high scoring game, low scoring game?
I think the Saints, if the Saints win, they beat them running. They do like they've done with Washington and with the Giants. You win the time of possession, you keep it away from them, and then you win the turnover battle. Saints are +5, Seahawks +2. You win the turnover battle and you make them pay for any mistakes that Geno Smith has, just like the Saints did with Taylor Heineke. Taylor Heineke can beat you with his legs, but when he makes a mistake, and he did, what he does, you got to make him pay, and the Saints made him pay with crucial interceptions. So if you run the ball like the Saints have run the ball and keep it away from Seattle, win the turnover battle, and I don't know if you can maintain 93% scoring touchdowns in the red zone, but you maintain anywhere around that and also defensively do what the Saints are doing, which is keeping teams out of scoring touchdowns in the red zone. So that's like the best case scenario. Your offense scores touchdowns when they get inside the 20. Your defense prevents touchdowns when you get inside the 20. Pretty good stat to be, close to the top in the NFL on. And so keep that going, and this team can just keep chugging away. Just keep chugging away, getting better and getting better.
Somebody texted in about Saints fans traveling to San Francisco. That'd probably be the longest road trip you could take, I guess. I don't know when you were there before.
I wouldn't go to San Francisco because you wouldn't be watching the Saints.
Did I say San Francisco? Did I say that? I got 18 windows open in front of me. Seattle.
It's a nice city.
It is a nice city. Sure, absolutely.
But do you know the answers you've asked me, Dan? I didn't know. I can't remember if it was Thursday night. I haven't known half the stuff that you've asked me. So I'm not worried about getting the city wrong.
Yeah. I was just wondering about
A
lot of people traveling.
Hey, let me tell you what. The Washington game blew me away. Blew me away.
Some of the Saints fans.
You could kind of tell early, but at the end of the game, oh my gosh, it was so impressive. It was so cool. This was when I grew up, this was a team that you had a 25 to 30 year season ticket wait list in Washington. And now you can walk up anytime you want and sit anywhere you want. Really? So it was so cool to see Saints fans. I don't know about Seattle. That's a good question. I don't think there'd be as many tickets to be had as there were in Washington.
That's your first Monday night game, I'm thinking, to call? Yes, huh?
Yes. Yes, my first Monday night game. I've been to Seattle. I've been in the press box. This would be my first. We had the preseason Monday night game, but I don't think we count that, do we? Yeah.
No, we don't.
First Monday night game.
That was preseason.
The Saints, Saints are very strong in prime time. And they got primetime coming up. They got primetime Buffalo, primetime Dallas, primetime Tampa, primetime Miami. So the back half of the schedule, and there might be a flex game in there somewhere. So
I feel good. You go answer the phone. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time.
All right, pal. Thanks, bud.
We'll be listening. All right, for the call.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.